Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Lema Meyer, Deputy Director General, Secretary General, Excellencies, distinguished ministers, heads of delegation, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to seize this opportunity to congratulate Graciano da Silva for his re-election. I would like to express our appreciation to Mr. Graciano da Silva for the FAO's work in eradicating hunger and malnutrition. Mr. Director General has sharpened the focus on nutrition, and I'm strongly convinced that sustainable agriculture policies have to become increasingly nutrition sensitive. Only by strengthening rural resilience can we address challenges such as climate change and its devastating impact on the livelihood of people, especially in developing countries. It is therefore of utmost importance that the climate change negotiations in Paris in December this year have a successful outcome. I would also like to thank FAO for presenting the State of Food and Agriculture report. So far, recalls the persistence of poverty and food insecurity and puts the emphasis on rural areas. Our present focus on the role of social protection in fighting hunger and poverty is linked to agriculture in vital rural areas. My country, Austria, is a country of rural areas. One of my top priorities is making sure that rural areas are strong enough to face future challenges. Social protection systems have to maximize the impact on resilience and food security and nutrition. We need an intelligent management of our living environment in the spirit of sustainability. We need the necessary infrastructure for rural areas, and we must ensure protection against natural hazards. Prevention is better than cure. We must link sectors such as education, health and agriculture to ensure employment and social welfare in rural areas. We have to enhance access, especially women's access to markets and financial services. We need social services such as childcare and care for the elderly and disabled people. For this last pillar, distinguished colleagues, let me present our program on green care. It comprises a bridge between social protection and agriculture and food system policies. Austrian farmers' nutritional and environmental experience has been broadened by a social component, which is green care. Green care constitutes an additional source of income for farmers in the context of diversification alongside tourism opportunities and direct marketing. Green care focuses on four pillars, which are education, therapy, nursing and care, and social work. Courageous changes are needed. We must take responsibilities for God's creation, which has been entrusted to us, and must pass it on unharmed. To conclude, let me point on one more challenge, particularly close to my heart. In the light of global development and feeding more than 9 billion people in 2050, it is our moral duty to eradicate hunger and malnutrition. Therefore, we must be guided by sound, sustainable policies which focus on environment, landscape, natural resources, soil and biodiversity. Hard facts show us today that the cultivation of genetic modified species is already stagnating in developed countries. And it is a fact that the cultivation of GMOs is increasing in developing countries. It seems that profits and political interests dominate the international agenda and trump other concerns. Genetically modified seeds benefit neither farmers nor consumers, and the long-term effects of their cultivation are completely unknown. Austria is and will continue to remain GMO-free. As Minister for Agriculture and Environment, I will continue to speak out internationally for a fair chance for GMO freedom on the world markets. And it's also to say that 2015 is the International Year of Soils. It is high time that we devote our full attention to the basis of all agriculture production. It can take 1,000 years to create a layer of topsoils, but only a few days to seal this layer with concrete. And a broad distribution of agricultural land is a social, political value per se. A handful of soil can contain billions of soil macroorganisms, but soil is a limited resource. We must treat our soils responsibly and allow future generations to make the same productive use of them as we have. We will be hosting a conference for soil protection in Austria this autumn of this year, and I would be proud to welcome you there as well. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, let me invite you to the Austrian Pavilion, Pries Austria, at the Expo in Milan, which shows that planting is essential to resilience, trees are essential to cut CO2 emissions, and planting is vital for biodiversity and mankind. Don't miss it, visit it. Thank you for your attention.